I thought I'd read a story by Roscoe, things that happened in his life that point out how God cares for us and he's interested in not only the big things, but the little things, and how he will speak to us and guide us and direct us. And this one is called Awakened by an Angel. Years ago, when I was teaching at Maplewood Academy in Minnesota, it was necessary to have antifreeze in the car's cooling system in order to protect the radiator and motor from freezing and bursting during the long winter with its sub-freezing temperatures. Since enough regular antifreeze would cost several dollars, most of the faculty did not feel they could afford it, so they would use a cheap kind of alcohol instead. This could be purchased for only about 25 to 40 cents. However, this did pose a problem because in the spring there would be some warm days. On these warm days, the alcohol would evaporate and this would leave the car unprotected from the cold. So rather than buy more alcohol to protect the car for the few remaining nights of freezing weather, we would drain the radiator each night and refill it with water each morning until the danger of freezing nights was past. After a warm spell one spring, I was following this plan of draining the radiator each evening and adding water each morning. One night I came home for supper and parked the car on the street in front of the house. I planned to return to the school that night, so I did not drain the radiator. However, I got busy with something else and did not get back to the school. Instead, I went to bed at about 10 o'clock and forgot all about draining the radiator. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened by something shaking my shoulder, and I heard a voice say, "If you are going to drain the radiator on the car, you'd better do it." I jumped out of bed, pushed my feet into my slippers, grabbed my robe, and rushed out to the car. I started the motor and let it run for a few minutes to warm it up. Then I opened the petcocks to let the water drain. I went back into the house and looked through the window at the outside thermometer. It read 20 degrees, well below the freezing point. When I awakened at 6 in the morning, I again looked at the thermometer. The temperature was 10 degrees. And I was very thankful that I serve a God who is real, a God who is alive, a God who is able to do things, a God who is interested in me and my needs, interested enough to awaken me during the night and tell me to drain the radiator so as to save me from an expensive repair job that I could not afford. And we do serve an awesome God.